Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Ann Ortley here for Excess Astrology. Welcome to Monday night. And today is June 29th, 2020. And this is Excess Astrology, where we talk a little bit about the heavens. And then we take calls from listeners. And I'm waiting for my two co-hosts, Heather and Mark, to arrive. It is Mercury retrograde and a wonderful energy. Looks like Heather just popped in. Hi, Heather.
Hello. Hi, this is Heather calling from Ronan, Montana, on a rainy, cold night. I hear it's hot there.
We just had a big thunderstorm. I had flooding in my kitchen because I hadn't shut
my
windows.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's very exciting. Well, you know, it kind of comes, you know, came in from the northeast. So, we had a lot of flooding. But, yeah, it was big rain. But it's cooler now, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
We were hot today. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah. Moving
Wonderful.
Forward in the energy. And waiting for Mark. Mark just arrived. Did you see him arriving? And we're turning you on, Mark.
Hello.
All right, Mark, you're there. Hi. Okay,
good
go.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're all here.
Yay. Yeah,
it's
and we are.
Retrograde's pretty darn
Mercury
good.
Retrograde, and three astrologers showed up at the same place at the same time. This is good.
And
we have a lot of listeners tonight, so that's always good, too.
Wonderful.
But, yeah, we're in eclipse season.
So we'll move quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eclipse season, which is big. And then we have Mars going into Aries, which I think we should have our Aries people talk about. Heather
mm-hmm.
and Mark are both Aries, so you guys can talk about your various Aries planets. And then Jupiter and Saturn meets for part two tomorrow, which is
mm-hmm.
two of three. So we're revising the stuff we started on April 4th when they met up the last time. And we'll finish it up when we get to November 13th. And then we, of course, have an eclipse on Sunday, a full moon
mm-hmm.
eclipse, which takes us back to January 5th of 19 and October 5th of 19 and what the story was that started then and how you worked with it in the fall, and now you're at the full moon. But I think we should spend some time in Aries. And I have that's the leg of my T-square, which is why I work with you two guys. So you guys talk a little bit about Aries. Mars and
okay.
Aries for 6 months till January 7th.
And it only usually spends 2 months in a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already can feel the gumption kicking back in. Now, gumption, when you can't see very far ahead, is a little tricky. It's like revving your engines, but no visibility. So we got to watch it. Remember, Mars and Aries. Aries is the ready, fire, aim sign. So we have to add the aiming before we fire. Now, you mentioned the Jupiter Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. It's my moon. It's not my sun. I'm a Virgo, but the moon in Aries. And the Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn, and this is the second out of third time. The first time was April 4th, which was really the peak of the New York epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jupiter, lots of Pluto, death, rebirth, and all kinds of other things, but there's lots of death right now. There's lots of empowerment, lots of all kinds of good Pluto things, but we're seeing another peak. And I expect to see another one in the November pass of that conjunction when we try to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But dealing with this, when Mars, with our immune system, is in Pisces, everybody was just feeling so affected by it, so washed out, so hard to fight. And I think you're going to see with Mars and Aries, you know, the danger is can be overactive immune system, which is a danger with COVID. But it can also give us the immune system to figure out what to do with it. I think you're going to see more a proactive approach this time around. Mark, tell us about you, O Aries Sun. What do you think about Mars heading into Aries?
Well, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for just about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we need a break. So,
we got it for 6 months, though.
And we won't
though.
Get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we won't get a break from Mars, but somebody else will step in and
mm-hmm.
calm down the energy or give us something to hook onto.
Mm-hmm.
But it races ahead, and it gives us all permission to just do it,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. And that may be revolution that we do, just do it. I mean, it may be Mars and Aries, people tend to militarize quickly. So I just want everyone to watch. You know, the minute Mars went to Aries, North Korea started talking about bombing us, and Iran, you know, sued Trump and asked Interpol to intervene. You know, so the heat turned up on two of our issues.
Yeah, and
with
and,
good reason.
Yeah, well, and I also think with Mars and Aries, there's a little bit more, a little more directness. You know, a little more assertive combativeness is it. You know, I did a, I was digging around because Mars, of course, is also can be anger. In Aries, Mars is anger. He's sex. He's our drive. He what we want to do. And I was, you know, kind of digging around, looking at words that were anger words, you know, words of Mars energy, like how is he going to express himself? And so, of course, the last couple days when Mars was in Pisces, you know, they were taking down, you know, they took down the statue of John Calhoun at 5:07 p.m. yesterday in Charleston, and at 11:30 p.m. in Raleigh on June 23rd, they took down the Confederate memorial. So, you know, this Mars and Pisces, they're taking the statues down. Pisces, of course, is art, and Mars is action, and so action against. But it also, you know, when we look at what the words of competency and anger, you know, which Mars does, you know, agitated, you're resentful, you're mad, you're furious, but when we're using him positively, he's certain, he's unique, he's dynamic, tenacious, secure, empowered, ambitious, confident, invigorated,
boldly
focused.
Going where he had not gone before, yes.
Yeah, motivated, vibrant, renewed, creative, determined. So there's a lot of energy that's there. Well, that's the point to remember. A lot of energy there. Then the next question is, how do you use it? And so when you find yourself getting mad or rah, 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 kind of go, all right, well, how am I going to use this? You know, what am I going to do with it? And sometimes we see it very literally. There was a couple that came out of their mansion with their shotguns or their rifles or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, there's a nice way of expressing it. And I think we want to be aware that we got this for 6 months. And, of course, when he first enters the sign, he really frisks out for us. And we kind of are like, wow, look at that. And and so just really being tuned into what it was. And, of course, there's been this whole thing with fireworks all over the place, you know, and it's Mars. I think of fireworks as being kind of Piscean because it's fiery art, you know. And, you know, the firework display is all across the country as we're going forward. So it's an interesting energy. But I do encourage people to look at your whatever house is Aries in it, because you're going to have 6 months of Mars going through that house, and you should feel like
revving
a kick-up.
Up.
You're going to feel like it revving up, and it's like vroom, vroom, you know, the chart goes a little strong, you know. So,
well, and it, you really need to keep in mind it helps to team Mars with some other energy.
Yes.
Don't let Mars be the only energy driving the show.
Yes.
And if you work it with something else, it's a good support. But as the main driver, it can be too much.
Yeah.
You know, it can be, you know, toxic masculinity at its worst. Or it can be the masculine bravery to step that we all have. We all have Mars. We all have Venus. But there's part of us that is heroic. Can also step in. Mars and Aries on a good day is the best of the firemen and the first responders, you know, the best of the hero that saves the day. So our inner hero may be called on during this time. I would just say that because there's no impulse control on Mars and Aries, and that the feistiness is up now through the election. That just
now
noted,
through January. Now through January.
Now through January. Now right, it goes, right before the inauguration, it shifts.
Yeah.
So that I think of it, Mars and Aries, or Mars is our inner adolescent. All that juicy joy, all that sexiness, but also all that, you know, action without thinking through consequence. And we have to add that. We have to add our own Saturn. Now, the other side of that is that Saturn is going back into Capricorn. We kind of liked it stepping out of Capricorn and out of the kind of patriarchal grind that it was in for so long, and moved into Aquarius, and you know, the streets broke out in civil disobedience. Now it's going back into Capricorn, so there's a chance to kind of go back and what can we rebuild, what can we redo to give us our own personal discipline not to give it back to people, not to hand it back to the patriarchy, but to say, what is my inner spine? What is my inner discipline? And how can I use a good Saturn to modulate the good Mars? I think it's really auspicious at the beginning of this Mars cycle that it's sextile Saturn, and that the two...
What happened? Heather, did you go?
Oops. She hit the mute button.
Mars took her out.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, we lost you there.
She took Mars out.
She took Mars out. They're wrestling around in Ronan, Montana.
Yeah, sure
Heather is wrestling on the ground with Mars right now, so we'll see if she comes back in. Yeah, there you go, Mark. Well, one, there's only two of us left, Mark. All right, so let's see what happens.
Okay.
Who goes next? but, yeah, there is, yeah, so anyway, that's how fast Mars works. Heather's gone. All right. Who's that playing music? Is that you?
No. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know where that's coming from. All right, this is exciting. Yeah. Okay, so we don't know where the music's coming from, but someone's giving us a musical interlude.
Hi. Sorry about that. Yes.
Did you have a musical interlude on your cell phone?
My cell phone just went dead.
Oh, okay, because
no,
we just had a musical interlude, you know, something playing music.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and then you went dead. We were like, where'd she go? So, yeah. Mars entered Aries, boom. Yeah, so
yep.
I was saying to Mark,
and
which one of us
still
is
very retrograde. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mercury's retrograde, yeah. So, but, yeah, that was fun. That was a good demonstration of how fast the energy can change. Then we had a little musical interlude, which, you know, you missed. But then you appeared. You know, so All good. The beauty of astrology, it's live and in public right here on our thing. And also, it's kind of weird. You know, the last couple days, the people haven't been chanting in the streets. They normally at 7 o'clock, they play the bells and stuff. And I'm kind of like, was there a memo that went out that said stop cheering and chanting at 7 o'clock? And it was since Mars went in Aries, because I was like, they didn't chant again tonight. And they didn't chant on Sunday night. And I'm like, huh, where'd they go? You know, did everybody get an email that I missed? So, yeah, it's very energy sensitive times, and people are really feeling emotional too. So that's the other part, is just everybody's got Mars somewhere in their chart kind of kicking up stuff and saying, okay, I'm taking a new tact, I'm taking a new approach, I'm going to go do something else, I'm off to a new direction. So, honoring that energy. So anything else you guys want to say about the stuff ahead?
Getting ready for that eclipse on the birthday of the mythic birthday of America is kind of tricky coming. Yeah, I'm seeing that, you know, is the beginning of our Pluto return. You know, this year is so loaded with aspects that are challenging our country. And we've just been through a progressed Pluto-Moon conjunction. There's, you know, so much coming in that's affecting us in this process. And this eclipse says, you know, help birth America anew. That, you know, it's tenders, but we know we can't go back to how it's been operating. We have to step forward into something new, because that's what eclipses, they shift gears, they move things that have been stuck, and it's happening right on America's sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. Mark, what are you seeing with that?
There's like one big step toward our Pluto return.
Okay, now we've got a shaker on the line.
Interesting.
You got what?
It was like somebody was shaking a rattle. So say it again. You got broken up by a rattle shaking.
I didn't hear it.
I'm going to get a loud alarm, I bet. I'm going to get a siren next, whatever. Okay.
Feel like it. I'm a seance in the tambourine zone.
We might be in a van.
Right?
Like Block Talk Radio is van.
Somebody's trying to come through. Yeah, come on in.
So continue on the eclipse thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like one big stride toward our Pluto return.
Yeah.
And I expect that we'll be confronted with something as this eclipse hits over the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It brings up stuff where we look at it in a whole different way. There was emotional on the June 5th one, and then on the June 21st we saw stuff, and then on the July 5th we are emotional again, because we have three this time, and then we have 2 weeks after the July 5th to let it go. So we're building up from the new moon that we had on the 21st towards an emotional peak at the end of this week on the 5th. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I always find eclipses, they bring things up for us to look at in some way that helps us see things that we hadn't, I remember my astrology teacher saying, it's not like it hasn't been there before. It's just like you see it in a new way. You see it differently now that the eclipse has happened. And the other part is, you feel the need, like you absolutely have to take action right now or else. And really, it's been that way for a while. So why do you have to take action on it now? Well, because there's an eclipse. And you're feeling very driven to do that action thing. So So just remember, take a deep breath. And as people get a little crazy, just kind of smile. There's also a lot of health aspects this week. A lot of quindiciles, and with Mercury and the Sun. So those are things coming to light for people. And it doesn't have to be physical health. It can be emotional health and stuff coming forward. And Mercury is combust retrograde, but it's coming in combust the Sun. And remember, when Mercury is combust the Sun, nobody wants to hear anything different than what they think. they want their thing to be the thing, and that's it. So don't go arguing with them. Just go, all right, that's how you want it? Yeah. Okay. And I wouldn't waste your breath. It's not, you're not going to change their mind. If anything, they're going to dig in and be a little more annoyed at you. So, that makes sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So we should take some callers. Of course, my hold time disappeared, so I don't know who they are. So we'll go for this 203 person. Hi, 203-907. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can.
Yeah, what's your birthday?
How can we help?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Quick question for you. Oh,
it's be a little louder. You're soft.
Yes.
So.
I'm sorry.
When were you born?
10/26/1955.
Say again?
10/20?
I got the siren now going by me, huh?
Oh, my. 10/26/1955.
Can you say that again, Heather? I can't hear.
I got 10/1955, but what day in 19 in October?
26.
10/26/1955.
Right.
Wonderful. And what time?
4:59 a.m.
4:59 a.m. and where?
Right. New Haven, Connecticut.
Yep.
Although I'm
and how can we help you?
Actually, I was hoping you could just give me some insight. I've been operating in the dark for at least the past 5 years regarding some financial things that are still hanging over my head, and other things that are related to all kinds of things, driving and all kinds of things. And I was just wondering, I'm actually having a phone meeting tomorrow, and I was just wondering if any of these things will be getting resolved, or if there's any help from the eclipse, or if this is a bad time to be doing these things, or what.
So you're trying to resolve old problems, is that correct?
Resolve old problems and, finally get things done, finalize them, because
yes,
it's been in never land for too long.
Right. For the last 2 years, you've been in a completion phase. Your progressed Sun is now in your fourth house, and that's kind of bringing things to an end and really working on completing them. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are all in your house of home, of, root, base, history, home, and and Saturn is sitting right on your Chiron, sort of now it's time to heal some of the problems from the past. is my take on this. Your progressed moon is 20 Cancer at the moment. So it's moving into an opposition. So I wouldn't push it. You know, if somebody says, look, we can settle tomorrow for half the amount that you think you deserve, I'd say, I can wait, you know, and give it another month. But all this large retrograde cycle is a really good time to go back and finish unfinished business and bring things to completion, to tie up loose ends so you can really step forward into a new life.
Okay. Well,
and the eclipse on the eclipse on June 5th gave them a little bit of a sense of urgency that they needed to do something. So I would be like, okay, well, you guys are ready, but I'm not 100% sure. You are ready, but I think you want to kind of, with Mercury retrograde, not question their motives, but question, suddenly now it's all urgent. And it's not that they're, you know, it's not that it can't solve, but because it can. But it also is, you know, what you want to do, because you're also having a Mars opposition. So, yeah. So part of it is really, you know, sitting also with the moon trining the Neptune in your sixth house, it's really two things, looking at what the emotional toll has been on you, because this can be the kind of time where you just, like, go, I just can't do it another second. I can't handle it one more second longer, and that, there's that music again.
So
did we lose you, Heather? No, really.
I'm here again. It okay. threw me out again and gave you the whole
thing. It threw you out again? Okay. All right,
and
cool. Mark, what do you want to say?
In general, you work well with time, and when you're patient, things, the timing works out well. So with the issue that you're dealing with, question the timing and let it work according to your timing.
Okay.
In other words, don't be pressed.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Don't what?
Don't be pressed.
Yeah, do this at your time and your way, but just keep doing it.
And that always works for you if you think about it.
Okay.
It is going to resolve. Don't be worried that it won't, but it's also the timing. Is the timing good for you now, or are you not really up to it, in which case, you know, just kind of defer and delay and see what happens.
Okay. That is a question. That's the other part of the question is, will any of this help with my, like, health and energy levels for me as well? Because that is part of it. I'm just, like, very run down with everything.
I think you've been drained by all this unfinished business for a long time. And I think that completing this will help give you some energy that you haven't had. I think Mars going into Aries will help. It's in your house of health. So sometimes you have swallowed your anger and your frustration, and it has affected your health. So part of it is really writing it out and expressing it. You don't have to express it to them, but really admitting what you're really ticked off about, what's really bothered you, and how you would like to see it step forward. And then it won't be in your gut. It'll be something where you can work with it. You know, I think your Mars in Cancer is affecting your guts through this time, and that in 10 months your progressed moon goes into Leo, and I think you start to feel much more energized, and the enthusiasm comes back to you that's been sitting on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
You were welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, good luck.
Have a good...
Everyone, stay safe.
Bye.
And
bye. Have a good
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right, we got time for one more if we're quick. Hi, 212-729. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Yes. Hi. My birthday is 10/23/1960.
Amazing. And time?
6:23 p.m. New York, New York. Down the block from the Red Desk.
That's always good.
Okay. And what's your question?
I think general question. I know the big what's happening in the skies is pretty much going on in my chart too. So I'm on furlough right now, and I do love my job. So I do think it's coming back, but just general, I'm big birthday coming up. So just a general, what you might see.
Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about the effect of the eclipse right on her Saturn-Mars conjunction?
That's what I thought.
On her Saturn-Mars, I think I have the wrong date. October 2363, did you say?
No, 60.
No, 60.
Okay. When you said a big birthday, I'm like, 63 is a big birthday? What did I do? That's not right. Okay, I have something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when Carol, when Heather asked me the aspect, I'm like, no, I don't. I did something wrong. Okay. Sirens everywhere. Okay. So what
so
you
progress,
said something. Yeah.
Yeah. Your progressed sun has just gone into Capricorn, and you know after 20 some years, 30 years in Sagittarius. So you're thinking about your work. It's not a bad thing for you to be doing for a little while longer. Your progressed moon goes into Aquarius. Is in Aquarius, and it goes into Pisces in a few months. You might go back to work and then step back again in a few months when things pick up in the fall.
Yeah,
but
and also
an
with,
eclipse.
Uranus on your ascendant, that's big because it's the first time it's been below the horizon in 42 years. And Natalie, you have a strong Uranus in the creative field. So what was the creative path you were doing when you were about 25, and how is it talking to you to come play with it while you're on furlough? And I don't know that you go back until back fully. You may get called back this week, but they're, you know, the Jupiter-Pluto meets on your midheaven.
No, in the fall, more than likely.
I was going to say,
I'm returning.
Yeah, I was going to say like November when Jupiter and Pluto hit that 20, your midheaven at 22. So, yeah. But yeah, this is like, what did you want to do creatively when you were 25?
I think I'm pretty much doing it in the job that I'm in, and you're hearing fireworks because I'm also in New York City. So. And yeah, lots of in my neighborhood. So, I would think yes, but there are certain other aspects of creativity that are probably could be. Looked at again, I'll say,
because the Uranus is opposite your natal Neptune and your progressed Neptune, so it really is like, and it's in your first house now for the rest of your life, you know. He's going to be, you know, until you have your Uranus return to 84, so this is a really big creative time for you. Mark, what do you see?
You're aware of the creative process, and what you want to do is bring into it working with others. You tend to pay more attention to your own creativity, but then it doesn't get hooked up. And so look for that a little sooner in the game. Start to do something and then bring someone into it or bring it to someone.
That's almost how I felt at 25, though.
Okay.
I think maybe I do have aspects of working with others now. So, I understand exactly what you're saying because that was the frustration I felt at 25.
Right. Yeah. And that I think is you're going to take all the wisdom you've gained in your time on Earth and really move it forward. You're also having the nodes going through your money houses and on your progressed, your Jupiter. So when you hit your Jupiter return last fall, even though you're not the big number yet, you had your Jupiter return that popped you into the Jupiter and Sag for the next 12 years. So that's a nice forward motion energy, where the chart's really like, okay, I really need to focus on my next creative adventure, the next chapter.
Yes, that's true. Yes, that's exactly what happened. Yes. Wow. Cool.
Any other questions?
Good luck.
Well, thank you. I don't. Yeah, it's over. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have
you
a wonderful time. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Okay. So, Blog Talk Radio is over. We're done for the week. We wish you all a really exciting week. Remember, we're dealing with a whole new Mars, and you're going to get to. It's kind of like driving a high-powered car. Ferraris, boom, boom. Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. That's my last word. You guys?
Yes, stay safe. Be careful with fireworks this weekend, and make sure that you do it well. This is Heather sounding off from Montana. Good night.
Good, and Mark Waltz signing off from New York. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Bye,
take
everybody.
Care.
Stay safe. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.